Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I want Bam to attack the rim because nobody can stay in front of him. Go. You're going to get fouled or you're going to dunk with somebody. I love him shooting mid-range jump shots too, but he lets people off the hook. Play bully ball. I like bully ball.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts.
Dragic to Bam, down to 10 on the shot clock. Bam, 8 seconds.
Bam, facing up. Gonna run it down, he goes with it.
Miami busca la canasta del Gane. Quedan seis, quedan cinco, Adebayo por la izquierda.
Bam against Green, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Bam, inside, shot up.
Adebayo for the win!
Got it to go at the buzzer!
En cesta y gana Miami!
Wins it 109-107 as the big man Bam puts it in to end the ball game.
Nothing soft about that final foray to the basket by Bam Adebayo.
Bueno, lo retó Jimmy Butler y él respondió.
Bam waved everybody off. He said, "I'm putting it on my shoulders. I'm the all-star. I'm going to make the shot."
Go. I like bully ball.
That gave me the chills, Solana. Ooh, that was really good.
Same chills as when Bam took the ball and said, "I'm gonna win this game." I love that too.
That's right. And if you're going to the Heat game tonight, you want to celebrate, Bam's out. All right.
I don't know about that point.
What a Heat game yesterday. What a weekend. It was a fun weekend of sports. I've got so much to cover today in our 4 hours that my head is going to explode because we have to talk about Bam and that montage. I'm not kidding you, Solana, gave me chills. But there is so much going on. We've got, you know, we're juggling all these things from the last couple of weeks, and we've got to get to the Stuckey's pecan logs, and we got to get to Fred Taylor on I Am Athlete today. I'm still laughing. I had tears streaming down my face. We have so much stuff to get to. I'm telling you, I don't know how. And my day yesterday. Oh, you know I have no patience for stupidity. And that extends to me. When I am stupid, you know how I am. I have no patience for my own stupidity.
No. I need to hear this story.
Oh, my God. Just wait. Just you wait. I'm still in timeout. So here we go. We are going to have fun, and we are going to be loaded up like a loaded potato today. I say that we start. No more code words. We just have code letters. This hour's code letters are F-U. I just made that up. There's no where. I told you we were taking a break for... So text FU to the first three people in your phone contacts, and you might get punched out. All right. Let's just start here with headlines, and our own Alejandro Solana, because there really is a ton to cover.
All right. We'll start with the Heat then. It was the Bam Adebayo jumper, step-back jumper, that was the difference between them and the Brooklyn Nets yesterday, 109-107. So, as Hawk mentioned, Bam Adebayo is out tonight. The Heat, second night of a back-to-back. They play and host Houston. Here is everybody that is out tonight. Bam Adebayo, out. Tyler Hero, out. He has foot soreness. Victor Oladipo, we learned over the weekend as well that he will be back. He told Andy Slater, we got the Slater scoop, that he will be back. And that was coming from a Joe Stonecrab, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? When you say we learned that he will be back, I mean, Victor Oladipo's walking past Andy Slater at Joe Stonecrab. And Andy says, hey, are you going to be out for the season? And he goes, nah, I'll play. But I don't know if I consider that like an official, he will be back. I'm not certain I would go that far.
That's a scoop at the Joe Stone Crab. That's a good scoop there from Andy Slater.
It is a scoop because he obviously had that conversation with Victor Oladipo. But I'm telling you, that's a very casual Victor Oladipo walking to his table, wanting to get into some Stone Crab and, you know, not going to give him a well thought. Yeah, I'll be back. He does not. I mean, he thinks the guy's a fan. What does he know?
Yeah, I once at Hooters, I was on crutches with a broken foot, and I told the guy, I'm playing Sunday. So, Solana, I'm with Hawk on this one, bro. Like,
he's not even lying. I remember that story. You've told that story before. Like, yeah, people come up to you when you're out. They recognize you. So, I don't know that I would bet my bottom dollar that Victor Oladipo's back, and I wouldn't bet against it. I'm just telling you, I'm not certain I would report it the way that you just reported it.
Crutches. Full cast, up to my knee. The dude said, you playing Sunday Crowder? And I told him, yep.
I'll be out.
I'm ready to go, baby, as soon as they cut this cast off. Yeah, man. Come on, Solana.
All right. Well, never mind the scoop then. No scoop there, though. I would love to know what he ordered. I would love to know what Victor Oladipo ate at Jones Stone Crab.
I can't imagine. I'm going to guess Stone Crab.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a great guess. All right. Good guess there, Hawk.
Fried chicken's delicious as well.
It is.
It is. It really is.
Better when you eat it to go, though. Just something weird about eating at Joe Stone Crab, the fried chicken, but when you get it to go, oh,
no, but if you get some on the table, like, you can have the fried chicken and the Stone Crab.
I've only ever eaten to go. Come on, man. So that's.
You know what? Because you can't get a table. You don't know people.
I know people. I know people.
No, you're not in the know.
I know people.
Me and Hawk know people.
We know people.
Jimmy Butler, he's questionable tonight. He missed yesterday's game. Goran Dragic, he's questionable tonight. And Andre Iguodala, he is questionable tonight as well. So a large injury report for the Miami Heat as they host Houston.
Even, like, I went to the Heat game yesterday. It was my first Heat game of the season. And I went specifically, my son wanted to go because he wanted to see KD and James Harden and Kyrie. And Jimmy Butler is his favorite player of all time in the NBA. And it's like you get down there and it's like, all right, Jimmy's not playing. KD's out after 3 minutes. James Harden was there, not playing. And it's like, you know, now I'm watching Blake Griffin versus Dwayne Dedman. And what exactly, you know, what was that? Was that a harbinger of the 16-hour ordeal that was to come? We'll find out later in the show.
Ah, you got the game winner. Come on.
No, it was great. I think we may have ended up being at the best game this season.
Yeah.
And was anybody else nervous like I was? I really thought Bam was going to dribble the ball out and shoot like a 12-footer. Like, I'm watching him and the clock, and I'm like, are you going to penetrate at any point? Like, I thought he all of a sudden was playing hero ball like Dwayne Wade. You know that guy that owns the Jazz? I thought he was playing hero. I thought he was playing hero ball, but then no, he made a perfect Bam move. It was such a great way to finish that game.
I loved when the fact, like, you know, and you saw, you know, the cutters and all that stuff. When Bam, you saw it click in when he's like, I'm single. There's no help that can come. And yep. Everybody, I love when he turned to the basket and you saw it click in his mind. Oh, this is my chance. Let me go get it. And he went and
yep.
got it. That's
like,
what I loved
yep.
about it. He is our all-star. If he wants to be the, you know, one or two dog on the championship team, for him to turn, realize it, and go get it. That's what I loved about that entire series the other night.
Yeah, it was fun as hell.
All right, guys, the Panthers, they're back on the ice tonight here at the BB&T Center in South Florida. They host Columbus tonight and tomorrow. Back-to-back games versus the Blue Jackets. Tonight's puck drop is a 7 p.m. puck drop, but we have to mention Saturday's win over the Tampa Bay Lightning, a 5-3 victory. It moved the Cats into second place in the Central Division.
Yeah, they won 3 out of 4 points at Tampa in those two games. I mean, that's pretty damn good. That tells you a little something about this Panthers team.
All right, Inter Miami yesterday. They opened up their season hosting LA Galaxy. Everything but the end result was great yesterday for Inter Miami.
So what happened? I didn't see any of it because I was at the Heat game. So they just broke down at the end?
Yeah, terrible goalkeeping mistake. They're up 2-1 after a PK for Gonzalo Higuain. He puts it in the back of the net, beautifully executed, and then it was a disaster from there on out for Inter Miami. Goalkeeper McCarthy, just an awful mistake, lets in a goal. The game is now 2-2, and then in the about 10, 12 minutes left in the game, just a terrible mistake defensively. And LA Galaxy takes the lead with a shot from inside the 18, and Inter Miami lost. They were just totally flat-footed there at the end of the game.
LA Galaxy was a huge underdog, by the way. Yeah. I know because I bet them in a parlay.
Yeah, but goals from Robbie Robinson, your boy.
That's our guy.
Yeah,
that's our
and guy. Gonzalo Higuain, they scored the first two goals of the season for Inter Miami. They'll play again Saturday, 8 p.m. versus Philadelphia.
Can you explain in 60 seconds or less what's going on with the Super League in soccer?
Oh, 60 seconds or less is going to be very difficult because
you just ate up 7 seconds.
Well, okay, let me try to get through it
Don't
as quickly.
Don't say inside the 18 either. If you say inside the 18 again, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Let me try to get through this as quickly as I possibly can then because, I mean, there's so much to get to with this. You wouldn't even believe it, guys. I mean, seriously, when I tell you wouldn't even believe it, I mean, you would not even believe it.
20 seconds.
We'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get it later from someone. Okay. We're good. Move on. I'm going to the hockey game with Whittingham tonight, to be quite honest, and I'm sure that he is going to talk about this for at least 2.5 periods. So now, come to think of it, I don't want you to tell me because I'm going to have to sit through this droning on tonight.
Just FaceTime me. Me and Whitty will cover it for you. No worries. The Marlins, by the way, they're off today. They begin a 2-game series versus the Orioles tomorrow, 6:40 p.m. here at Lone Depot Park. They did lose 1-0 yesterday versus the San Francisco Giants, but picked up the series win 2-1 with a walk-off on Saturday, by the way. Alfaro coming in clutch. Something of note with the Marlins, though, Starling Marte is injured. Left the game yesterday in the 9th inning with an oblique injury. No update yet on when he'll return. And in
Starling
the NFL,
Marte had a nice monster dong Friday night. Yeah. Friday night, I went to the Marlins game. I mean, that guy had a no-doubter. And then Saturday, Crowder, we had the Marlins to win that game in regulation. Yeah. I'm biting my nails watching that game, man. What a great, gritty win. Come back in the 9th, come back in the 10th. That was fun. Yeah.
And Alex Smith in the NFL, he retired today. He announced it publicly.
Yep.
Yeah, his leg is ground beef, right? Yes. Retire,
much.
Alex.
Guy's got more money than he'll ever need. I mean, God bless him for working as hard as he did to come back. But I mean, no one could watch a game of his without wincing every time he got hit.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted to fight back. Like you saw the goal. He just wanted to play again and beat the odds and all. But yes, Alex, go. And the E60, whatever he was on, you beautiful wife, beautiful kids.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Go enjoy your life. Football is not life. Football is football. Go enjoy your life, Alex.
Take your family to Applebee's, have an awesome blossom. And,
that's not what I was talking about.
Enjoy yourself. I thought we were on the same wavelength there for a sec. I guess not.
Hit a Stuckey's on the way home. Take down a pecan log.
Hey, man.
Damn right.
Damn pecan logs are delicious. I gotta be honest.
I'll get there.
You want to revisit the Super League, or are you sure you're done with that?
I think we covered it.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Here's my trip to the Heat game yesterday. And it's my first trip to the Heat game this season. By the way, I'm 1-0, Solana. What's your record at Heat games this season?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. You're still working on your Super League explanation? All right. So, drive down to Boca. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight because I didn't think of this as it was happening. So, there were four of us going to the Heat game from Boca. It was a 3:30 start yesterday. Me, my wife, my son, his friend, Juliana. And you know Juliana. She's been part of our family for years.
Yeah.
So I have a Cadillac, you know, one of those, you know, the keyless entries. I think most cars now are keyless. So we were leaving. My car was parked outside, and it was hot as blazes yesterday. So about 10 minutes before we left, I went outside. I started my car so that it would be nice and cold when everyone got in it. And then I went back inside, and I took the key that was in my pocket to start the car, and I put it on the counter in the kitchen because my wife keeps a key to all our cars in her purse. And I said, are you bringing your purse? And she said, yeah. And so we, the car's running, the air conditioner's going. We get in the car, we drive from Boca down to the American Airlines Arena. I park in one of the exterior lots outside. I'm not parking underneath. I park on one of the exterior lots outside. Turn the car off, lock it. We walk inside, we watch the game. Have a great time. And obviously the ending was fantastic. In fact, we have the calls to play later on in the show. But it was just exciting. It was super exciting. Everybody's walking out. Greatest time that you've had at a Heat game probably all season. We get to our car in the exterior lot, and I'm waiting for my wife to open the doors. You know, you have to put your hand on the door, and then it unlocks because you've got the key either in your pocket or your purse. Go put open the doors. Everybody's standing at their door. She's like, I don't know, maybe the battery's low. All right, well, like, you know, it's always got that emergency key built into it. Yeah. So she unloads her purse, and the purse, you really can't bring bags to the American Airlines Arena. I mean, it is tiny. Like, it is, it's like a baggie.
A clutch. And they call it a clutch.
Yeah, it's not, like a clutch looks like a giant purse next to what she was bringing. So, you know, she looks through, she goes, I don't have a key in here. I go, well, how's that possible? We drove down here. Now, mind you, this is, you know, 3-4 hours after we had left. I'd forgotten that I had already started the car before we left. Like, how could we have driven down here without having a key? It wouldn't make any sense. We had to have had a key. So it hasn't hit me yet that I had started the car before we even left. So I'm like, maybe you dropped it on the ground. She's like, I never even opened my purse because it's cashless there at the arena. So there's no need to open your purse. So she's like, I didn't even, I'm like, look on the ground. And I tell DJ and Juliana, I'm like, walk around this parking lot. See, maybe if when we were walking, she dropped the key. I'm like, maybe we should go back inside. Maybe we'll look under the seat. She's like, I'm telling you, I didn't have the purse open. Like, it literally was never open. And so now I call OnStar because I got OnStar. And they're like, yeah, we can open up. I'm like, well, maybe it fell somewhere inside the car. If they open the car, then I can start it. You know, so they open, OnStar opens the car. Doors pop open. I sit down. I try to start the car. It doesn't start. There's obviously no key. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, what the hell? How is this possible? And then my wife's like, yeah, remember you started the car. Did you start the car by taking my key out of my purse? And I said, no, I took it out of the bowl. And she's like, and then where'd you put it? And I'm like, I just put it back in the bowl. She's like, I don't know. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, oh my God, I bet we drove down here without a key. And the moment I shut the car off, that was it. So I call OnStar, you know, can you start the car? And can I drive it? And they're like, it's possible we can start the car, but it will not allow you to drive it without a key detected. And I'm like, what? And so now it's like, what time that game ends, Salon? Maybe 6 o'clock, I guess? 6:30?
Yeah, like 6:15.
So I go, well, we're screwed. So I go, the only solution is we're going to have to grab an Uber. We're going to have to Uber back home to Boca. And then when we get home to Boca, and tell my wife, we're going to have to then take your car, drive all the way back down here to Miami with my car keys, and then we'll drive right back up to Boca. And that's exactly what we did. So I hit Uber. It was $97, plus I gave the guy a $40 tip because I felt terrible that he had to drive from Miami to Boca. But I will tell you, I was in my bag because he was from Venezuela and didn't speak a lick of English, and I brought it strong, Jack.
I was
a la izquierda, a la derecha. I was GPS, Jack. I was not this exit, la próxima. I was it, man. I was in my bag. Yeah, so, que clase de trabajar. I was doing my whole thing, man.
You got back at what, 10? Because you leave at 6:15. Yeah, so we left. You take an hour to go both ways and then another hour
Right, and there was
home.
Traffic. There was traffic. Oh. And my friend, Jesus, did not feel like investing in the express lanes, which that's fine. He didn't know he was getting a $40 tip on a $100 fare. But he did not feel like he didn't feel like investing in the express lanes. So, yeah, we get home. And, and DJ and Juliana, they're like, well, we're ordering a pizza. And I'm like, Lori, and both keys are in the jar. Like, we don't know how one got removed from her purse. And so then we head right back down to Miami, traffic on 95 heading south, and then finally get down there and then drive back up. Yeah, I was home by like 10 o'clock. Yeah. Left at, 1:45 for a Heat game, and my day was complete a little bit after 10 o'clock. Just such a pain in the ass. But, I have no patience for stupidity. I have beaten myself up. Who the hell drives to Miami with no key? It's implausible not to remember that, hey, I started the car. Maybe we should double check that we have a key. Ridiculous.
I almost love that you've embraced that it was your fault, because I would think that you would blame someone else.
Yeah, no, I really try to keep all this stuff in check. I mean, sure, it was really my wife's fault. I mean, she should know that there's no key in the purse. She's known for having the key in the purse, and she was the one that actually didn't have the key in the purse. But, in this instance, I will take certainly 40% at least of the blame, and I was 40% angry at myself. But it was funny because I had so many texts and tweets, because I had posted it on Twitter, this picture of us in the Uber, and I had so many people. Oh, I could. I live in Boca, and I could stop by your house. I'll bring your key down to you. I had friends that texted me, "Hey, I'm heading down to Miami." And I'm like, no, my mess. I'm cleaning myself up out of this mess. I am not inconveniencing anyone else. The only people I'm inconveniencing are me, Lori, DJ, Juliana, and Jesus, nicest guy from Venezuela that you will ever meet.
Jesus got a $40 tip. He wasn't inconvenienced at all.
Yeah, no, I tried to make it, got us to the house, necesitas el baño. I wanted to make sure, I was in my bag, Jack. I was ready to roll.
You asked the Uber driver, does he need to use the restroom at your house?
I felt like he had been with me the entire day, and he only had a 1 hour trip, but I felt like he had been with me the entire day. I know his life story, though, all in Spanish. Moved to Virginia about 3 years ago. His mom's sister was working there. It was too cold for him. And so he came down to Miami. He was telling me where he lives in Venezuela. Something with an M. It never gets below
Coca-Cola?
Yeah, it was never gets below 40, Celsius. Now I'm on Google trying to figure out what that is Fahrenheit. I'm like, whoa, mas calor. Yeah, I'm with you, Jack. I was in my bag.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Did you see who was at the Heat game yesterday?
No, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock was there. Coco Gauff was there. Brian Flores was there.
Hmm. I like it.
A rapper, too. What's his name?
Just a rapper?
I think what happened is they, because they introduced Chris Rock, Brian Flores, and Coco Gauff, and then a timeout later, they're like, hey, we'd like to welcome, I think they forgot someone, and so they had to go back. Oh man, Polo G's? That sounds like someone.
Polo G.
No.
That's what you said?
No.
Try to work that one out there, Hawk.
Why? It's not Polo G?
No, Polo G.
I've never heard of Polo G.
Okay, because I just looked at his Twitter. He's got 2 million followers, and it says biggest thing in hip-hop.
I pulled him up.
I think that's who it was. I think you two idiots, I think that's exactly who it was. And I would like to have your reaction. I'd like to have your reaction, both of your all's reaction, on tape for the rest of time. What was your dismissive dismissive take there, Solana?
Oh, work that out, why don't you? Okay, Suge.
Who the hell is Polo G?
Okay, Polo Jack. G
7.4 million followers on Instagram, I'm looking at.
I'm telling you, you guys are wrong. It was Polo G. And that's why they had
Polo G.
Yeah. Yeah, work it out next time, Solana. Work it out.
Should I DM him and say sorry?
I think you're verified on Instagram now, so you can do just about anything.
Blue check, baby.
Yeah, you are.
Crowder tried to downplay that too, right, Hawk? He's like, oh, I am? Oh, how do I see that? And like, yeah, come on. You knew you got the blue check mark.
Don't try to flip it on Crowder. Work it out, man. Let's work it out here. Let's work it out, Solana.
You knew you got the blue check mark, and you wanted to act cool, but come on.
Let's work it out. Let's work it out, Solana. Let's work out the Polo G bit. Let's work it out.
The Marlins.
You're going to try to change it on me.
Because remember, yeah, Solana's a hip-hop head. I don't know if you remember, but he's a self-described hip-hop head that calls Suge Knight Suge Knight and has never heard of Polo G. Was so certain that Polo G didn't exist.
Nobody's ever heard of Polo G.
Except the 7 million Instagram followers and all the people at the American Airlines Arena that were going nuts cheering for him yesterday and the 2 million Twitter followers. But old Suge Knight here, never heard of him. Work it out. Yeah, work it out.
No, Solana, we gotta take that loss, bro.
Yes, Polo G is a big rapper. The old dude is right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. 7 million followers, Solana. Just take the L, bro.
Take the L.
I'll take it. I feel washed, man. You guys know the rapper, that's my wheelhouse, right?
It's not your wheelhouse. Dono and Frito knew it wasn't your wheelhouse.
let's move on then.
You might want to move on.
Marlins are off today.
Oh, was he dismissive, man. nope, not Polo G. Might want to work that out. Oh, was he dismissive. Stevie across the way there in the other studios, Solana, tell me Polo G has 2 platinum albums.
Oh.
I mean, he's selling millions of albums. Ridiculous. All right, what else you got, Solana?
The Marlins are off today. They play the Orioles tomorrow, 6:40 p.m. They did lose to the Giants 1-0 yesterday, but they won that series 2-1. Alex Smith, he announced his retirement from the NFL today.
Yep. Nice run.
And finally, I'm looking at Polo G's Apple Music charts, and I don't know any of these albums. I don't know any of these albums.
Well, then he must not exist.
I don't know any of these songs.
Yeah, I didn't know Travis Tritt till I knew Travis Tritt.
Right. So I mean, listen, we don't all know everything, but man, were you dismissive of me. Oh, you were in your, I mean, you were so happy that I said a rapper that didn't exist. Polo G. Oh, not that, Hawk. Gotta work it out, old man. Gotta work it out. And it was Polo damn G.
That's we're together, Solana. Just eat it, bro. Yeah. Eat
but that's a dumbass name anyways, Polo G. Come on, man.
Take the L, Solana.
Yeah, I'll take it. Says DJ Soul Plane over here.
Little soul on the beat, whatever you call yourself.
Oh, my God. All right. Anything else, Solana?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, I'm going to go get some corn nuts.
Some what?
Hawk and Crowder.
So this is Polo G. Now, do you guys recognize this?
Yeah, oh, it's fire. Yeah, yeah. It's, man, my man, Polo. This Polo G, Hawk. Heartbreaker ladies love me like I'm Cool J. She was trying to cling on to her, but it's too late.
Solana's the one that really, I'll tell you why, because Solana had his clamps on me when I said Polo G. He was a shark circling in the water. He put his teeth, his fangs right into me, and man, he learned a tough lesson. Do you know that song, Solana?
I do. I don't know Polo G. I'm not going to lie. I don't know
really?
Polo G.
Oh, really? You don't
G.
say? You're not going to lie? Oh.
No, I mean,
I was gathering from
here.
The last segment that you... I would appreciate that. Thank you.
But I do know that song. That's Pop Out by Polo G.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, he was at the Heat game yesterday along with Chris Rock and Brian Flores and Coco Gauff. And Leroy Horde FaceTimed me during the commercial, said he thinks Coco Gauff might be dating Polo G. So,
oh,
I don't, know.
Don't do
I don't,
it, Coco.
I don't know no. if I don't know if it's I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll have to look into that.
Polo G, by the way, is 22 years old, according to his Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. Isn't Coco Gauff like 16? Right? Like,
I don't think she's that young, is she?
No.
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. Solana, I know she's not 18.
Wasn't she 15? Like, she made the quarterfinal as the first 15-year-old. She's 17.
Well, I would say
17
that,
years
old. Yeah. Well, then they're definitely not dating.
They better not be dating Polo.
Yeah.
If you're listening, yeah, Polo, leave this alone.
Where's Polo G from? Someone just texted in. Polo G is from Chicago. Oh, look at that. So who was at? Those were guys at the Heat game. So you said at Inter Miami was Tom Brady. Anybody else super famous? And David Beckham, obviously. But
I don't think so. I think I can't remember. I can't recall.
I mean, Brady
else.
And Beckham is a pretty good twosome.
Yeah.
there's no shame in that twosome right there. So
I'll tell you one thing. Brady's not going to hang out in Tampa in the offseason. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, he's going to be jetting around.
Yeah, I fish in Tampa, but when there's no fishing going on, I leave Tampa.
So last week, I don't know how we started talking about Stuckey's. Oh, it was Pecan Day, National Pecan Day. And I was talking about the pecan log, the pecan roll at Stuckey's. And the whole week, I couldn't believe not only had Solana never even heard of Stuckey's, Crowder, who grew up in Georgia, where Stuckey's is based, had seen them but never stopped in on one. And they both made fun of me for a week about the pecan log, the pecan roll. We asked guests that were on with us. Didn't we have John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta? And he was like, yeah, those things are great, man. I just couldn't break through to these guys that the pecan log, maybe it doesn't sound appetizing, a pecan log. But
no.
Those billboards, if you ever go on a road trip, Stuckey's billboards were, I mean, everywhere. And you'd stop off and you'd stop in and get a pecan log. Anywho, unbeknownst to Crowder and Solana, I went online like last Wednesday and I ordered pecan logs off the Stuckey's website and I had them shipped to each of their houses. And they got delivered on Saturday, I believe, to both their houses. And so here they are, Crowder and Solana, with a report. So you go to your door, Crowder, what was it, Saturday or Sunday, and there's a package?
It was Saturday afternoon. The guy had to call the house to get in, and I'm like, what? Wow, we didn't order anything. Right. And he said my name. I was like, it's for me? Bro.
Because you never order anything for yourself.
No. It's always from my wife. It's always, hey, Asia Crowder, let me in. They were like, Chan. I was like, for me? Bro, them damn pecan rolls are delicious.
Yeah.
I will
Here we
admit,
go.
I was wrong. Man, you get them. They don't even look appetizing. Like, when you take them out, they don't look appetizing. Like, but then you bust them open and you take a bite. And you take the second bite, then you take the 19th and 20th bite, and then the log is gone. And I was like, what is going on here? You sent me four. I have one left, and I got them Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, they're really good. Now, Solana, what happens? You go to the door. There's a package.
Yeah, so I have all my mail sent to my parents' house, so I didn't see it until yesterday. I'm at my parents' house, and, I mean, Hawk, this couldn't have come at a more perfect time because we're sitting down to eat, and I told everybody I have dessert. Hawk sent me some pecan log rolls, and I only pull one out of the box because I thought to myself, man, like, if these are really good, I'm going to keep these. I'm not going to share them with my family because I think you sent like five or six of the logs, so I cut it up individually into a bunch of pieces, and it was a huge hit, but nobody liked it. Nobody liked it more than my dad. And guess what? Today is my dad Eduardo's 65th birthday.
Let's go!
I forgot to get him a birthday present. I'm not going to lie. unbeknownst to him, he now has six pecan logs waiting for him today that I've wrapped up, and I will make sure that he knows I was so kind enough, because he liked them so much, to go drive up the Stuckey's and gift him some pecan log rolls.
Look at that. Eduardo, happy birthday, Eduardo Solana, and he knows the good stuff, man. So you guys bit into those pecan log at the Solana family dinner, and everyone liked it.
Delicious, truly delicious. Like, soft on the inside, the pecan crust on the outside.
Whatever that white stuff is,
it has cherries. There's cherries, like there's like pieces of cherries on the inside of the cream filling. I mean, it is delicious.
I think it's nougat on the inside, isn't it? Nougat on the inside.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? I bit into it mad. Like I approached it to be negative. Cause I get this box and I'm like, oh, and then you have the Bill Clinton line in there.
That's right.
So I knew
the
who
gift
was
message
from.
The gift message was from me talking about heard you like a log
or something like that. I don't know.
Yes, it was silly. So you know what? I opened it mad. Like, let me bite this garbage ass, you know, log. And I bit it, and I bit it again. And I bit it again. And after about 19 more bites, it was gone. Bro, I'm telling you, like you say, you had to pull back on Girl Scout cookies. I want to apologize publicly. I have to pull back on these pecan logs. These damn things are off the chain.
Tell them what you want to do that pecan log, Crowder. You know tell them what you want to do that pecan log.
Well, now you bring it up. Asia was surprised last night when I brought the third pecan roll in the room. And I was like, I'm going to rub this on your stomach. She was like, rub what on my stomach? I said, this nougat and this cherry.
That's funny. Well, there you go. So you guys learned a little bit of something about Stuckey's. Now you have a new stop when you're on a road trip.
Yes. Right. Well, I'm going to stop now. You convinced me. I'm sorry. I apologize, Hawk, for last week. I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Look at that. Solana, you want to apologize for last segment and last week?
Not last segment, but last week, yeah. I owe Stuckey's an apology.
How do you not want to apologize for last segment?
Nah, I mean, come on. Nobody knows Polo G. But I do apologize.
He's got multi-platinum selling albums.
I do apologize to Stuckey's because they deserve more respect, and we got to put more respect on the Stuckey's name. No doubt about it.
All right. Very good. Over the weekend, there was the Canes spring game. DBJ worked in one of our funny calls. We're going to play that for you. Today is a celebrity birthday that allows us to celebrate a Solana moment, and last segment with Polo G really fits into the moment, being that Solana is such a hip-hop head, self-described hip-hop head. And tonight, the Heat take on Houston, and that also brings us to another Solana moment. I mean, we are loaded in the next segment, just loaded. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with some fun stuff here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How much is the ass cheese sandwich?
Hawk and Crowder.
We're cracking up off the air because every song now reminds me of another stupid Solana moment who fashions himself a music expert and a hip-hop head. But when the Super Bowl rolled around and the weekend was, I was doing 10 facts about the weekend, and like he argued with me on fact number one. First of all, I was like, I didn't realize he spells his name, you know, W-E-E-K-N-D. And Solana's giving me this lecture. He's like, well, I don't even know why you call him the weekend. It's the weekend because he has been weakened by all his relationships in the past. Like, went on this long thing, and I'm like, no, I'm looking at his bio here, And the weekend with E-N-D was taken already, and so he just took the E out of it. We're laughing. Solana doesn't know anything about music.
Come on, Solana.
It's the weekend. He's been weakened by all these relationships, and it speaks to me because I, in high school, went through a lot of what he went through. And like, all right, but I'm reading the bio here, and he didn't go through any of that stuff. He was doing blow at strip clubs and having the time of his life. You were the sad sack walking around school with an empty notebook and crying in the hallway.
You were the weekend. That's what it was. Come on, Solana.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, got the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey. It's starting today and goes through the 26th. It's the biggest mock draft event of the year. Got local Dolphins experts and Odyssey hosts Michael Irvin, Ross Tucker, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger. They break it all down. You'll get the picks and insights on the Dolphins and all your favorite NFL teams. So subscribe now to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey. The new Odyssey app is your home for all the sports, podcast, music, and news that matters to you. And you can download it at the App Store, wherever you get your apps, Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, so Don Bailey Jr. came out with us last week on Friday because the Canes had their spring game Saturday, and we gave him a couple of funny lines, and he actually worked one into the spring game. So here's the line that we gave DBJ.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Got a fever. The only prescription is more cowbell. The Saturday Night Live skit with Christopher Walken, Will Ferrell. And here's how it came out on the broadcast.
Third down and 11. Garcia looking to his right, to his left. Here comes a blitz. He throws and it's caught. Smith at the five. Smith dives. End zone. Did he get there?
I think
he
did.
Oh, it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown for Keyshawn Smith, who comes running off the field, waving his right hand like it's a windmill. And Garcia throws a touchdown. Here late in the scrimmage, it's Team Hurricanes 20, Team Ibis 18.
Guess what, Joe?
What, Don?
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Even in the spring game.
Even in the spring game.
You never disappoint. No.
Oh, anything for Hockman and Crowder. But we got to use that one during the season.
A little stilted. Guess what, Joe? Guess what, Joe? Yeah, a little stilted, but I mean, it's a spring game. You're working stuff out at the spring game.
Same way the players are working through it. They were working through it. Yes, I enjoyed
that. I enjoyed that. That was good. I'll give him an A. Let me just hear when he does the line.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
He says it so happy. I've got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
You catch him trying to hit a cowbell in the background, by the way? I don't know if
I thought
heard.
It was a pen, right? He was like clipping his pen against the desk. Right. He was trying to make a cowbell. Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll provide them with an actual cowbell for during the season. Hey,
work through it, baby. We work through it.
So, okay, here's a couple things that that I want to play for today. So today is Suge Knight's birthday. And he's celebrating behind bars, of course. He's 56 years old. And Suge Knight, this plays into, if you were listening to us right at the top of this hour at 3 o'clock, I was saying there were some celebrities at the Heat game. I was at the Heat game yesterday, and they announced Chris Rock and Brian Flores and Coco Gauff. And then at another timeout, they announced, I said, I don't know exactly who was. It was a rapper. I was trying to remember his name. And then I said, I think it's Polo G. And Crowder said, no, there's no such person, and Solana jumped on me. Now, Solana is a self-described hip-hop head. By the way, spoiler alert, it was Polo G. He's got platinum-selling albums. He's got 7 million followers on Instagram. He's got a hit song that we played in the next segment that both Crowder and Solana knew. So, Solana, you were incorrect on that, right? You would acknowledge that maybe you're not the hip-hop head that you thought you were?
I would just say Polo G, probably not as mainstream as you guys already think he is right now, because he has two platinum selling out. Like, anybody can go platinum now.
So, oh, I got you. So you're a hip-hop head that knows mainstream rappers.
No, I don't. I don't know all the mainstream rappers. I know some underground stuff as well.
And you just said anybody can go platinum.
Anybody.
Anybody in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, all right. So... but that's not the only moment where Solana was exposed as not really being the expert in hip-hop that he proclaims to be. So today on Suge Knight's birthday, this is when Solana was the producer of the Dono and Frito show on 560. And what happened? I guess you were given news update or something?
This is... after Clemson wins the national championship, they beat Alabama. So we were talking about, would you rather be playing for Dabo Sweeney or Nick Saban? Because I can't remember who it was. It might have even been, who's the Dolphins defensive lineman? His name is escaping my my thoughts right now.
Christian Wilkins?
Yeah, Christian Wilkins. He does like the split on stage, and like it just looked like it was a lot of fun. And we were discussing, who would you rather play for,
Cleveland, Dabo Sweeney? It was the Raiders defensive end, Farrell.
That's right, Cleveland Farrell.
Cleveland Farrell said something, and he quoted Suge Knight.
So Solana, who in this clip declares himself a hip-hop head, which I don't even know what that means, but he declares himself first a hip-hop head and then goes on to read this story. And it's obvious he doesn't know who Suge Knight is, because he thinks Suge Knight is a nightclub, I think. So here, just listen to how this played out on the air. Happy birthday, Suge, like, by the way.
What looks like more fun? Nick Clemson. Saban, a military dictatorship, basically, yeah, under Nick Saban, or Clemson, where Dabo Sweeney, the coach, lets you show personality like that? By the way, great reference by Cleveland at the Suge Knight at the Source Awards in 95. For any hip hop heads
out
there.
Hold on. You say that person's name again?
Cleland.
No. The name of the rapper.
Suge.
It's Suge.
Suge. Suge Knight. Yes. Suge Knight.
I'm glad I didn't let you slide for that.
Suge
one.
Knight.
Wait, hold on. The way you pronounce.
Even I knew it.
Say that for me one Suge. More time.
Not Suge.
How's it spelled, Dono?
S-U-G. S-U-G, but it's short for sugar. It's Suge.
Suge.
I love the fact, I mean, Solana is caught again, once again, with his pants around his ankles, and still will not, like, he'll just, oh yeah, Suge, Suge, like he tries to play it off. He plays it off so terribly. Suge, 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 Suge. He just tries to confuse you making sounds. But if you listen to the clip at the beginning, and again, happy birthday, Suge Knight. If you listen to the clip at the beginning, he doesn't even realize that this Suge Knight that he's talking about is a person, because it's Cleland at the Suge Knight. He is so lost on this. Again, hip-hop head. He's the hip-hop expert on the show. Just behind Frito and Dono in his level of hip-hop knowledge. Here it is once again. Happy birthday, Suge Knight.
What looks like more fun? Nick Clemson. Saban, a military dictatorship, basically, yeah, under Nick Saban, or Clemson, where Dabo Sweeney, the coach, lets you show personality like that? By the way, great reference by Cleland at the Suge Knight at the Source Awards in 95 for any hip-hop heads
out
there.
Hold on. You say that person's name again?
Cleland.
No. The name of the rapper.
Suge.
It's Suge.
Suge. Suge Knight. Yes. Suge Knight.
I'm glad I didn't let you slide for that.
Suge Knight.
No biggie. Suge.
Wait, hold on. The way you pronounce
it. I knew it.
Say that for me one more time.
Not Suge.
How's it spelled, Dono?
S-U-G. S-U-G.
Now Solana's going to turn it around on him. Now Solana's going to do, well, how's it spelled, Dono? Oh, my God. Are you exposed? And when Dono asks him, you know, what's the name of that person again? Solana says Cleveland because that's the only person he thinks he's mentioned. He doesn't realize that the Suge Knight, that nightclub he's talking about, is actually a person, Suge Knight. So it was just a disaster.
You're a gem. Oh, you're a gem. God,
you are a gem. You really are a gem. That is so great.
Even Frito came out of nowhere. Even I knew that.
I loved when he first gets called out on it. He feels like, you know what? If I just play it cool, they won't notice. Oh, yeah. Suge, 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 Suge. Just play, like, you could hear it going on in Solana's head, right? Play it cool. Play it cool, Solana. Just play it cool.
And it just keeps riding.
Right? Solana, but you hear it going on in his head. Just play it cool. Oh, yeah, you saved it. You saved it, Solana. You got it. Sooj.
And you know he speaks to himself in third person. I know for sure he speaks to himself in third person.
You killed it, Solana. You killed it, Solana. You got him. You got him backpedaling. Ask him how they spell it. Ask him if they know how to spell it. Ask him, Solana, ask him how they know. Yeah, you know how to spell it? Yeah. Yeah, we do. It's short for sugar.
Solana.
It is. I gotta hear it one more time because it's Suge Knight's birthday. I gotta hear it one more time.
What looks like more fun, Nick Saban, a military dictatorship basically under Nick Saban, or Clemson, where Dabo Swinney, the coach, lets you show personality like that? By the way, great reference by Cleveland at the Suge Knight at the Source Awards in '95 for any hip hop heads.
Hold on. You say that person's name again?
Cleveland.
No. The name of the rapper.
Suge.
It's Suge.
Suge Knight. Yes. Suge Knight.
I'm glad I didn't let you slide for that.
Suge Knight.
Wait, hold on. The way you pronounce
it. I knew it.
Say that for me one more time.
Not Suge.
How's it spelled, Dino?
S-U-G. S-U-G, but it's short for sugar. It's Shug.
Suge.
This dude went through high school telling his friends, man, you hear that new Weekend or Suge? I got all the stuff, Jack.
Well, that Suge got a hell of a record label. Have you heard of Death Row with Suge?
God, somebody texts in, OMG, I'm crying of laughter. I heard it live that day and was like, huh? What the hell is Solana talking about? Somebody texts in, he says it faster the second time as if that's the problem. Suge. If you guys made an hour-long mixtape of catching Solana and his mistakes on the air, I'd pay a lot of money, wouldn't think twice. I'd play that bleep once a week, put me in a goofy mood. Suge Knight. My abs hurt from laughing so much. I work for FedEx, and I remember when I first heard this, I had to pull over from laughter. Here I am today doing the same thing, laughing uncontrollably.
Solana, honesty is what we need, Solana. Did you know Suge Knight was a human?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Solana. I did.
Why did you say Cleveland at the Suge Knight?
I mean, I step over my words every once in a while, but I know what the Source Awards are. I know
that's
the Source
three
Awards.
3 years ago, you're still lying?
I know what the Source Awards are. I know. I knew that reference. I knew that reference by Cleveland. Great reference.
He goes, what's his name again? Cleveland.
Cleveland. Solana.
Because Solana thought he was killing it right there. Like, he thought he had just schooled them in something. Hey, what's his name again? Oh, Cleveland. No, dummy. The Suge name, jackass.
He's still running.
This is a funny text. Dono, always so quick. Just like, what's your cat's name again? Yeah, Dono is quick to jump in there. What's that name again?
One of the biggest bluffs I remember. Is my cat in here? No. I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's
you know, now that texter points that out, what a weird thing to have a guy breaking down in front of you. He's seeing cats that aren't there, and one of the first things that comes to your mind is, what's the cat's name? That's a weird trail for Dono to go down there. Like,
move the conversation forward is what I was taught I got in the media. Just keep moving the conversation forward. Dono's a genius at it.
Cleveland.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
One of y'all grab this little brown thing, please.
Yeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
This is the beginning of the pandemic. And Solana, like, we had not watched a lot of basketball. So this was what, maybe 2-3 games into the regular season?
Not the pandemic, but after the after the bubble.
Right, okay, so it was December, right? The regular season started in December. So we're like, what, 2-3 games into the regular season?
Yeah, this is the first week still of the NBA season.
So Solana watches more NBA basketball than Crowder and I do. And so what were you doing giving a Houston score? I don't even know what we were talking about. But we ask Solana, how is the pairing of James Harden and John Wall going? Like, how has John Wall done as opposed to Russell Westbrook? And I think you started the answer talking about James Harden, but then I press you on how John Wall is doing, right?
Correct. Yeah, the first question, because I'm gonna say he's, you know, he's putting up numbers or whatever here at the beginning.
But you're talking
about
James Harden.
I'm talking about James Harden,
and then
you press me
on John Wall, and he gives us an answer. I want you to listen to this, but here's the spoiler alert before you hear it. John Wall had not played a game. Listen to what I'm saying here, and this is again is in honor of the Houston Rockets being in Miami tonight. This is Solana. Now, earlier on today's show, I said that there was a rapper at the Heat game yesterday, and I believe his name was Polo G, and Solana ripped my head off. No such person. Come on, old man. You may want to go back and work on that a little bit. And we found out that Polo G was, in fact, the rapper there. He has sold millions of albums, and he's got 7 million Instagram followers, and Solana was exposed. And then we played Solana's bit because today happened to be Suge Knight's birthday. We played Solana's moment on the Dono and Frito show where he thought Suge Knight was a nightclub called the Suge Knight after proclaiming himself a hip-hop head, which has been proven wrong, obviously, by his lack of knowledge on Polo G just on today's show. But it kind of falls into line. Sometimes Solana will talk and act like an expert without really being an expert. So again, remember, when we asked him this, John Wall had yet to play a single regular season minute for the Houston Rockets. How has he been for Houston? I know he had to miss a game. Like, has he played at all?
Yeah.
How have they looked?
Over the weekend, he had an insane game. They went into overtime. He had 40-something points. You might have seen a bunch of tweets where people were saying, this is the guy we don't want to trade Tyler Hero for.
Yeah.
He's looked fine, Hawk. Like, he looks like James Harden. That team is not great. They may not even make the playoffs. I think they probably will still sneak in because of Harden.
How does John Wall look?
It's not a great fit. I would say it's not a great fit.
Really? After 3 games or whatever?
Yeah.
You're saying not a great fit, the two of them together.
Right. I mean, you can tell Harden's just checked out, and that's not a better fit than Russell Westbrook was. It's just not. Right. Tell me where I was wrong, though. Tell me where I was
not a great fit, Hawk. He just hasn't looked he hasn't looked anything, Solana. He's been on the bench. He has not played a minute. Now, I mean, not a pause from Solana. Just right into it, Jack. Just
right
winging
in
it.
The lion. Straight into the lie, Solana.
So funny. Expect yeah, it. Straight into the lie. Straight into. Doesn't even believe it. Like, he believed that he had seen John Wall play, even though he hadn't. So great, man.
Solana.
I wish I had thrown in a small sample size, guys, but, you know, hasn't.
Confidence was through the roof.
Charts.
Looked great, fellas. Hasn't looked great. And I'm willing to go out on the line and say that after these couple of games because it just seems to be the same stuff that we're seeing with Russell Westbrook.
Games. Zero playing.
That was an accurate prediction by me, by the way. Accurate prediction by
me. Unfortunately, it wasn't a prediction. It was, you were speaking about what had happened. I didn't ask you, what do you think is going to happen? I said, what did happen?
All right. Well, we have some, you have any more embarrassing moments of mine you want to play? Or are we about done with that today?
No, you've done very well today.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you cut up yet the Polo G reaction?
I have, but we don't have it ready to play yet. Okay. It's not, all right. Yeah.
Because don't fix it up. I mean, I want your reaction when I said Polo G and you just, with all your hip hop knowledge. Yeah, no such person, Hawk. You may want to workshop that a little bit, buddy. Hey, old man, you and your Polo G's, woo! Showing your age there, no such person. I know all the rappers. I'm a hip-hop head. We want to bring that back to the old workshop, Hawkman.
Tried the big man, I'm scuttlebutt.
Oh, it is. Listen, you can't big man Riffert. Oh, no, sir.
Old Riffert, pumping his chest, old Riffert. Jefferson.
Get him, Riffert. You can't scuttlebutt him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I might be blind, but I ain't stupid.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour here on Hawkman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky the Ordinary. They are now the funkiest partner of the Miami Heat. And going to have some Heat basketball tonight on 790 The Ticket. So when we're off at 6, about 15 minutes from now, you'll get a sizzle with Solana on 790 The Ticket, followed by Heat basketball. And when we get off at 6 here on 560 QAM, you're going to get Joe Rewind from 6 till 7, and then you're going to get Panthers hockey starting at 7 with Doug Plagans. So that's coming up tonight. Several moments on today's show were my favorite moments. I don't know how to determine which was my actual favorite moment. I told the story about how yesterday I went to the Heat game and drove all the way down, long story, but drove all the way down to Miami from Boca, and I didn't have a key in the car. I had started the car with a key, you know, in my pocket, and then, because just to get the air conditioning running, because it was outside, and then I put the key on the kitchen counter and proceeded to drive down to Miami with my wife, my son, and his friend. And when the game was over, we couldn't drive back home to Boca because I had no key for the car. So I had to take an Uber for $140 back up to Boca just to get a key to the car to drive right back down to the American Airlines Arena with my wife to drive right back up to Boca.
As a man, we talked to another man, and I got to let you know, Hawk, that was you. That was you. That was your problem. That was your fault.
Well, if you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. So check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I'm with you. It was my fault. It was my fault. I'm with you. I was the idiot. So what a day we had. I mean, loved watching the Bam buzzer beater, and then got out to the car in the parking lot, and like, well, where the hell's the key? I was like, God, well, how'd you get down here? Oh, I had started the car like 10 minutes before we left because I wanted the air conditioner running, and then I took the key out of my pocket, and then
all this damn technology. How about when you used to put the key in a hole
in the ignition.
Turn it clockwise, and if the car up is the key. You see that technology, man? It messes us up, man. We get lazy.
You youngsters. And then on today's show, I told about Crowder's I Am Athlete podcast, and everyone needs to check it out on YouTube. You'll see the moment I'm talking about where Fred Taylor launches something up there and Crowder cannot let it go, and hijinks ensue. I Am Athlete on YouTube. Then
my Hawkman came out of me. I got to be honest.
I shared the story of because we had talked about the Stuckey's pecan logs all week last week, and Crowder and Solana had never tried them before and made fun of the pecan rolls. Unbeknownst to them, I shipped both of them Stuckey's pecan logs, and they arrived over the weekend. And both of them, I mean, this could be my favorite moment from today's show, both of them admitted that those Stuckey's pecan logs are fire.
Yes, they are. I got to admit it. I made fun of it for 6-7 days. You sent me 4, and there's 1 left, and I've had them for 2 days. I'm eating out these pecan rolls. My goodness, great. The nougat What'd you say? Solana has some cherry stuff on the inside too with the pecan. Oh my goodness, bro. Thank you. I'll say thank you, Hawk. I appreciate it.
Somebody texts in, Lori should have made you Uber your own ass back down there. Well, I thought about that because the Uber driver drove me all the way up to Boca. He was heading back down there anyway, but it would have been another $140.
Hell, Hawk, you drove back down with your car. Your wife dropped you off to drive both of y'all cars back up. I think you probably spent $140 in gas.
No, not that much. I'm telling you, for a free afternoon at the Heat game, set me back a bunch. So the pecan logs were fun. But I believe my favorite moment on today's show was Solana, when I talked about being at the Heat game yesterday and all the celebrities were there, and I said that there was a rapper there and I couldn't remember his name. And then I said, I think it was Polo G. And Solana tried to jump on my 51-year-old ass. And he said, there's no such guy. Get back to the workshop on that one, Hawk. I mean, Mr. Condescending, rap music aficionado. The reason that I bring that up right now is because someone just tweeted at me Polo G's most recent tweet from a couple hours ago. Polo G tweeted out, number one song on the Billboard charts. Thank you, God, and everybody supporting me. This bleep don't even feel real. Oh, it's real, Polo G, because I saw you at the Heat game yesterday. Doesn't matter what Solana says. Solana says you don't exist. I know you do, Polo G. Ridiculous.
You started following Polo G on Twitter, huh?
No. Someone tweeted it at me.
Yeah, but hold on.
I was going to say, Hawk, well, you're too old, man. We can't follow these young kids.
Bro.
No, I wouldn't be following Polo G.
I mean, act like you've been there before, Polo G. I mean, that tells you all you need to know about this Polo G character.
But he's never been there before.
Right.
It's his first number one. Like right, the day
exactly.
After, the day after you say there's no such person and I should be embarrassed for making up a rapper, he has the number one song in America. Do you have that loaded into the system yet?
I don't. No, I don't, unfortunately.
Right, we'll do it tomorrow and every day moving forward. All right, so there you go. If you missed anything, and I just laid out for you a bunch of stuff that you may have missed, the Odyssey app, AUDACY, the Odyssey app has everything. You can go on it, search Hockman and Crowder, and listen to anything that you may have missed. And we would certainly appreciate it if you subscribe to our podcast. That helps us out a lot. Brian Geltzeiler there talking some NBA was excellent. Joe Zagacki stopped on by as well. We had a brilliant 3 o'clock hour where we played some of Solana's greatest hits because it just happened to be coincidental that today was Suge Knight's birthday. Can you imagine, Solana? What's the odds?
This damn Suge Knight's following me everywhere, man. Damn.
Funny, man. So there you go. If you missed anything, Odyssey, AUDACY. That's the app you should download. So Solana, he has got a sizzle coming up at 6 o'clock. Sizzle with Solana. He'll take you up till 6:40 and then Heat basketball and Joe Rewind on 560 QAM and then Panthers hockey. There you go. That'll do it for us. Go Heat. Go Panthers. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. And we will. Oh, are you off tomorrow, Crowder?
Yeah, tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm off.
Oh, that's right. Crowder is off tomorrow and Wednesday, so it'll just be me and Solana. Me and Polo G Solana. Tomorrow, we will speak with you mañana.
Riffer Jefferson be with that scuttlebutt.
By the way, great reference by Cleland at the Suge Knight at the Source Swords in 95.
She's been arrested.
Why would they arrest her?
What's the scuttlebutt?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.